Hello, this is Opal Singleton of Exploited Crimes and Technology, coming to you every Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on AM 590, The Answer. Well, there is so much going on in the world of combating exploitation, it just makes your head spin. At least makes my head spin. And I've been in a darn long time, so it's really... I can't think of any time in my 13 years of fighting human trafficking, sextortion, social media exploitation, child pornography. It's just a crazy time. We have so many potential victims out there that are being exploited, are homeless people that are roaming around on the streets that end up getting used or forced into commercial sex or being exploited. And you have all those people at the border. Many of them are really fine people, but a lot of them owe money to a coyote or maybe a cartel, and they end up getting exploited. And it's just a crazy, crazy thing. We're putting our kids online when they're younger and younger, and all too often they don't understand the dangers of the world they live in. Well, it's with that scenario I want to once again talk about a bill that is just swirling around Capitol Hill in Sacramento called SB 357. But I'm not going to do this all by myself today because I have a friend of mine that's going to join us, a lady who is for sure a national expert in the business of combating human trafficking. Her name is Nancy Aguirre. Nancy, you want to say hello?
Hi. Hi. How's it going, Opal? Thanks for having me here.
You bet. Nancy and I have worked together for probably, I don't know, 5, 7, 8 years, something like that. Nancy's background is in working with law enforcement, is what they call a crime analyst. That's that person over there you see on TV that let the fingers do the walking, and they do all this crazy stuff on research, but it doesn't really happen that fast, right, Nancy?
No, especially for human trafficking investigations.
You know, speaking about that, you are, Nancy is now left law enforcement, and she's working at the local Riverside Community College, teaching people all about how to combat this and preparing the future generation of people that want to take on this issue. But, you know, tell me a little bit about your background, Nancy, and what you did.
Sure. So I learned about human trafficking several years ago when I wrote my thesis going through my bachelor's degree in criminology. Wow. I was back when I went to University of Laverne, and I wrote about sexual exploitation on women, but in other countries. So I got some educational background on that, but my real experience came when I was hired with the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. I was hired there as an intern and learned all about gangs within Riverside County and bordering counties as well. Mm-hmm. Later, I worked intelligence with the Special Investigations Bureau and narcotics. Mm-hmm. And from there, I went into human trafficking. So I assisted the task force that worked all investigations. And like you said earlier, you know, you see the type of research that's done on TV, but it really, it just scratches the surface on what they actually show. Yeah. These types of investigations take such a long time, so much work, and more so when the victim does not want to talk. Mm-hmm. When the victim maybe does talk a little, or maybe we get a lead or some sort of information, that is when we have to step in and try to find all digital evidence,
yes,
any type of evidence possible that will corroborate the story that the victim is talking about what he or she went through.
You know, one of the things that I often say when I do my public speaking is that it really drives me nuts now that there's such an issue going on about defunding police or pulling back the budgets or that kind of thing. You know, if there's ever a time in history that we ought to be investing in law enforcement, and especially in technology for law enforcement, I think that most people don't realize how this works. But when you get these big crimes, they'll often maybe taking place in real life, but the investigation is through technology online.
Absolutely, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, with online gaming, online dating. Yeah. I mean, you can do searches on finding someone to come and fix something inside your house. Everything's online that you can find. It's at your fingertips. So we all have these computers and we're allowing, you know, our kids to get in them. You know, we're doing different financial transactions on them. So there's so much crime behind that all that's taking place.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize, especially with sex crimes, a lot of it takes place online in the start. Nancy and I both know from our years of experience of this, a lot of this is taking place on sex ads online. And I think it feels like to the sex buyer, like maybe, you know, there's millions of them out there. Everybody's doing it. It's no big deal. That kind of thing. But when somebody like yourself, Nancy, because I know what you did, one of the keys is looking at these sex ads and beginning to compare where these people are being sold. And you start to realize they're part of a very large ring, or maybe they're part of a ring that's moving the victim around from, let's say, San Diego to up towards Riverside and going on towards Victorville or out towards Ventura, and part of a much larger thing that you would never see if we were just looking at that person with boots on the ground standing in front of you.
Yeah, it can go from such a small scale of, let's say, a trafficker and one or two girls, okay, females, to a very large scale where tons of traffickers, and when I mean tons, I'm, you know, even just having more than five traffickers, you can imagine there will be 10 to 20 girls that they can each have, and placing them in different cities, transporting them to other states, crossing borders as well with these victims. And absolutely, when they're placing these photos online, it can or doesn't even have to be the actual victim that they're placing the photo on.
Yeah.
Several times, especially when it's a minor, they're not going to place a photo of a minor. Right. They're going to want to find any picture that they can find online of, you know, something that is pleasing to the eye of a John, which a John, you already know, Opal, is someone that purchases sex.
Right.
So that's usually what they'll go after. Whatever's going to be pleasing to the eye and inviting for the John to purchase, to call, to make that solicitation.
Yeah, the reason I wanted Nancy on the show with us today is because many of you know that I've been fighting this bill, SB 357. Of all things, it's called the California Safe Streets Act. That makes me nauseated, by the way.
Yeah.
You'll soon learn that I'm very much against this bill. And during the course of the rest of the show, I want to talk about this bill with Nancy because she knows the business from an investigative point of view and supporting law enforcement, but also having talked to many, many survivors of sex trafficking and some of those that maybe didn't get out of the life and didn't survive. But in looking at this bill, it is a bill that was created by Scott Wiener, Senator Wiener out of San Francisco, a Democrat. And his bill is all about supposedly protecting sex trafficking women from the police who use loitering laws to discriminate against minorities, including Black, Latino, trans, lesbian, gay, and bisexual people. So they basically are saying that when a woman is out there dressed provocatively, out soliciting sex, that they are targeted by the police and they want to stop that. So that is the purpose of this bill. And they actually call it a human trafficking bill. And there are one or two major advocacy companies that have gone in and worked with the ACLU to promote this bill. Now, I'm not going to say who they are, but I am going to tell you there's a lot of money behind it for them. And I'm saying that if they're needing to put out millions of dollars for victim services, they know they're going to be victims. So this bill over the next three sessions that we are talking here online, I want to talk with Nancy about the pros and cons of it. I don't really need anybody to tell me what I think about it, because I can tell you right now, I think this bill is going to be absolutely devastating. You know, in Nevada, they legalize street prostitution, but they put it in a brothel in a fixed area where the girl especially is protected. They can have health checks and STD checks. But this bill is not like that. It basically legalizes street prostitution. And it says that if you're out there lording for prostitution on the street or in a car, that law enforcement cannot intervene. And that, to me, is an outrage. My name is Opal Singleton. My guest is Nancy Aguirre, and we'll be right back.
Listen up, folks. You no longer have to drive out of the IE for a great restaurant experience. The Toasted Barrel, an upscale casual steakhouse located in Corona, has been winning award after award for their great diverse menu, service, ambience, wine, and cocktails. Customers call the Barrel the perfect date night. Inland Empire Magazine has awarded them Best Restaurant 4 years in a row. Wine Spectator recognized the Toasted Barrel's wine program for their award of excellence. Toasted Barrel is famous for their certified Angus beef, prime, Wagyu, and Kobe steaks, and they have some of the best pasta and seafood around. With happy hour and daily specials every day of the week, their appetizers and drink selections are the best around. Live music starts every Friday and Saturday at 5:30. Planning a dinner party, wedding rehearsal, family gathering, or holiday party? Look up Toasted Barrel online and make your reservation today.
Hello, this is Opal Singleton of Exploited, Crimes and Technology. I want to tell you about a book I wrote called Seduced, The Grooming of America's Teenagers. It's all about how predators access, groom, recruit, and exploit our young people using social media, online gaming, video chat rooms. Technology is changing at the speed of light, and we have to understand how to keep our kids safe from predators. So you can get this book by going to www.millionkids.org. It's $16. I'll sign it and I'll ship it to you personally. We hope that you will order this book, educate yourself about how to keep our kids safe in this day of changing technology. Join us each Saturday for our radio show at Exploited, Crimes and Technology at 3 o'clock on AM 590. The answer.
Real estate sales in the Inland Empire are really hot. Sellers and buyers recognize that these low interest rates will not last. Sean and Colleen at Caldwell Banker Armstrong Properties in Riverside are proud to sponsor this show. They are the best in the Inland Empire. They're fair, honest, creative, and they care about you and your situation. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, call Sean and Colleen at 951-529-4066.
AM 590, The Answer.
Hello and welcome back to Exploited, Crimes and Technology. This is Opal Singleton. I am the president and CEO of an organization here in the Riverside area called Million Kids, M-I-L-L-I-O-N. We're not 1 million, we're not 8 million, we're just simply Million Kids. And we've been in business about 13 years now. The last 10 of them, we have served as the training and outreach coordinator for the Riverside County Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force. That is one of the most amazing law enforcement units in the United States, in my opinion. In fact, I want to give a shout out to our sheriff, Sheriff Chad Bianco, and also our district attorney, Mike Hestron, because we see organizations all across the United States defunding police, cutting back, dissolving task forces, all in the name of, equality or something. And I am so proud of those two gentlemen and their organizations, because they don't do it all by themselves. There's a large group of law enforcement and prosecutors that put their life on the line to really protect our kids and protect our communities. And they doubled down, especially during COVID, and doubled the size of the task force. And I'm very, very grateful to be able to work with them. I am very concerned about SB 357. I invite you to look it up. Let me just give you some background, and then I want to turn it back over to Nancy because I want to get her opinion of this and her thoughts on it. But what happened is the bill started. It's called the California Safe Streets Act. I think that that is probably the farthest from the truth on this. And basically, it says that law enforcement cannot intervene when someone is loitering, and they make fun of me because I can't say that word, loitering, for the purposes of prostitution. And so basically, it's saying that women, especially of color, are targeted. I don't disagree with some of that, but many, I've worked with the business for a long time, and many of the women that are out there are women of color. But that doesn't mean that they don't need intervention. That doesn't mean that they're out there all of their own accord or that they're willingly doing that. So what happened is a million kids began to fight this, and you've heard it on my radio show several times. And we began to send letters to our congressman. It had passed the Congress by the time that I had seen it. It had passed the Senate by the time that I had seen it, and started to get involved when it became into the Assembly. Ultimately, it passed the Public Safety Commission, and then it was voted on in the Senate Appropriations Committee. But we began to make some real headway. There are several organizations that have raised money. I myself spent thousands of dollars so that I could educate you, the public, to at least let you know this is happening. Nobody's telling you that this is going on. And they began to send sex trafficking survivors to Capitol Hill, and we all reached out to our assemblymen, and they voted on it the Friday before the recall election. And it was voted on right by party lines. In fact, they were careful to just have enough votes to pass it, because many people who were originally voting for it backed off and did a no vote because it's coming on the recall election, and they didn't want to lose the support of their constituency. So we know that they know this is not a popular bill. Well, so it passed along party lines with 41 votes. And then the Friday before the recall, Senator Wiener announced that they're going to hold the bill until the end of the year for the governor to sign it. Well, they are getting a lot of pushback. And folks, if you are against this bill, it is not too late for you to contact your governor. He has not signed it yet, and you need to be heard, and we all need to be heard, because they need to know this is not going to be a popular bill and easy for them to sign it. So with that, I want to begin the dialogue here with Nancy Aguirre. She is one of the foremost experts in the United States on human trafficking. Nancy, one of the things that they say here is this is going to protect the sex worker. Can you start out with that concept and let's go from there?
Well, start off with the concept. It's hard for me to agree with that statement. Uh-huh. I don't see myself how that would protect them. In fact, if you actually look at what statistics, what the research has read and said, survivors themselves are speaking about this bill.
Yes.
And they are survivors of human trafficking. It has a lot to say when they're the ones that believe that it's only going to increase the issue. It's only going to increase more victimization of human trafficking. It's a huge problem, and it's going to be a huge problem. I personally don't see it as a protection. I see it as a possibility of much more greater crime that's going to take place and open it up further than just human trafficking.
Yeah, one of the things that I see is if law enforcement is not allowed to intervene, that in essence legalizes prostitution.
Correct.
And on the street and in a car. The minute you do that, I believe this is going to create an absolute stampede coming to California. that pimps across the United States will start to bring their girls or their guys that they're putting out there.
Sure.
I'm concerned about the homeless that'll be tricked into this. I'm concerned about all those people at the border that owe money to a coyote. I'm concerned that you're going to see huge amounts of competition in this, and it's going to be even more difficult for the young lady that is trying to make her living like this.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the population that falls into victimization of human trafficking, Opal, you and I both know that they are vulnerable. They have a background of some sort of abuse they've gone through in the past or currently being exposed to. You have international victims coming in
right.
that are also fearful of law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine it being in California that it is okay to mm-hmm. commit street prostitution. Who are these victims going to turn to? Who
right.
are they going to feel safe around to coming forward and disclosing that they need help and they're yeah. being a victim of human trafficking?
I think it's also going to make their life so much harder. Right now, you and I both know that the average person in this life earns between $800 and $1,000 a night, or they don't get to eat. And by the way, most of the time, they don't get that money. It's going to a pimp or an organization, organized crime of some sort. And they're moved around and they're violated. And I think that it's going to make it much harder for them because the competition is going to be absolutely fierce.
Sure. So like you were mentioning, they have to meet a quota a day. They have to meet a quota of the number of Johns they have a day, the amount of money they make a day, and they give that to their trafficker.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't meet that quota, they suffer from that. And it's not only a quota, but they're paying into, like you said, whether it's their food, whether it's what they're wearing, an advertisement of where they're going to be advertised, whether it's going to be online. Online advertisements cost money. If they are an international victim and they cross borders and they still owe the coyote from mm-hmm. them being sold now to a trafficker. So they see them as they're still in debt. The trafficker
right.
sees like, I owe money for this victim. So right. now you have to work off that debt.
Right. And that's one reason why you and I both know they don't get out. They feel like they can't go back. They feel like the advertisements have been out there, that their lives have been changed. But more important, that pimp or that agent is controlling their life and telling them they have to pay their debts, they can't get out, they can't go back, or that they will be hurt or even worse, killed if they don't perform. And I don't see that going away just because now law enforcement cannot intervene.
Yeah, I agree with you. And further from that, some of these victims believe they're in a relationship.
Yep.
So whether it's not a financial bondage, it's an emotional bondage that they fall into. And they believe that they have to stay with their partner. This is their partner. And aside from that, they don't know what else they have available, especially if they come from homeless or if they come, you know, maybe they were in a foster home before, a group home. Now they're 18. Where do they go?
Right.
What else do they have?
Right. Yeah, that is one of the real challenges. This bill is focused on adults who are out there making that decision to do this or to at least take up with someone. And in an effort to try to please them, they get caught up in it. But I worry because there are no limitations on where this can take place that I can see. It can be in front of a school. It can be from in front of your home where your children see it. It can be in front of a business where people don't want to come in and shop at your business. Well, this is Opal Singleton of Million Kids and Nancy Aguirre, and she is our guest today. We are up against a break, so we're going to ask you to stay with us. We're going to be right back.
Societal Shift, A World Without Borders and a Home Without Walls. This is the most important book you will read this year, especially if you have children or grandchildren. We are living at the most important time in all of history. In 2020, the entire world will be connected by internet, more than 6 billion people coming together. Technology will provide many great advantages for our kids, but a world without borders for our kids is also a world without borders for pimps, predators, pedophiles, cartels, and organized crime. It is a home without walls because 87% of the kids sleep with their phone. It is the greatest societal experiment of all time. Our kids are technology geniuses, and their parents are technophobic. Some are techno-impotent. New apps come with no warnings on how a predator will use them against our kids. Advancing technologies like encrypted messaging, vaporware, artificial intelligence, cryptocurrency, and the dark net will challenge law enforcement, teachers, and parents to keep kids safe. Recent research states that 9,000 kids a day are being blackmailed with a naked photo, and 58% will meet their predator. It is indeed a societal shift, and one in which most parents are unprepared. If you are a parent or grandparent, teacher, counselor, or social worker, please take time to read Societal Shift. Only $18.99 plus $6 shipping. Order today at millionkids.org. That's millionkids, millionkids.org. It'll be the greatest gift you can give your family and yourself. Order Societal Shift today. Million Kids takes checks and credit cards. Opal Singleton, the author, will personally sign the book and send it to you. Again, go to millionkids.org and order Societal Shift today. Join Million Kids. Keep our kids safe from predators.
Hello and welcome back to Exploited Crimes and Technology. My name is Opal Singleton. Our organization is called Million Kids, and I hope that you will take the time to look at millionkids.org. Please go in to millionkids.org and sign up for insider alerts. These are short videos, usually 5 to 7 minutes, unless I get carried away on something. And what we do is we analyze local cases and also technologies and how it's affecting all of this. So it's a great way for you to find out what is happening in the name of human trafficking here in the Inland Empire, but also to stay current on how various apps are used to seduce our kids and trap our kids into sextortion and social media exploitation. So I want to say thank you to all the people that have supported us over the years. We've been in business since 2008. We're a local company, but we serve all across the United States. And I want you to stay tuned. On February 8th, we're coming out with a movie. And it will be all about basically where naked photos go when you hit send and why you don't want your kid doing that, okay? So I hope you'll stay with us. I want to thank each and every one of you that listen to this show and donate financially. That just has made all the difference in the world. This movie is a dream come true, and we've been a long time at putting it together. It got slowed down by COVID, but it is happening. I've seen it. I've seen parts of it. I'm going to get to see some of it before too long. It's being shopped out right now on all the major live streaming organizations and also many of the film festivals. So it is really, really exciting. So please stay tuned for that. It'll be called, well, I won't tell you yet. It's a little too early. I won't tell you what it's going to be called. But stay tuned. February 8th is the release date. Okay, so I'm going to get back to this SB 357 with Nancy. One of the things that I know and Nancy knows because we've worked in it is we have a wide variety of sex trafficking here in the Inland Empire. We have our kids who go online, fall in love, turns out he's a gang member, a pimp, and off they go. But we also have foreign national trafficking. We had a big case right here in Colton where it was the Paredes family, and they were bringing in unaccompanied minor girls and selling them from Ventura to out here in the Inland Empire and laundering the money through a local dress shop. And those people were highly exploited. They moved them around for about every 3 or 4 days, sometimes 6, 7 days. They don't know where they're at, and they don't know how to get help. And they're scared because they and their family owe money to the coyote. We're seeing the same thing with many of the Asian groups, especially in massage parlors. Nancy, one of the things that you and I've talked about is the impact of that of this bill on that business. I honestly believe they're just going to go into the massage parlors and pull those girls out on the street because now we can't touch them as law enforcement. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree with you, Opal. With massage parlors, before it was discreet, mm-hmm. Whether it was an advertisement on a massage, and it's much further than a massage once you go in and ask for the massage. It's discreet in the way where the advertising, not just online, but in person to person, is talked about, where it is that you can go to a residential home that is looked at as a brothel itself.
Right.
Well, now more than likely, as the wording on this bill is looking as it possibly being legalized, how are they not going to stop them from having these girls stand outside, advertise right. themselves, right? Walk along areas where there's busy traffic,
yep.
Which busy traffic also takes place in front of schools when yes. parents are picking up their children.
And so, in front of businesses?
Yes, large yeah. businesses. So as a community, we can see how much it's going to affect.
Yeah, that is really what I don't hear in this argument with all the people going back and forth calling it the human trafficking bill, which I find just irritating at a minimum.
I agree.
But I can just see this. I mean, you know, for years around here in the Inland Empire, we used to have all these prostitution solicitations going on University Avenue and over here on Baseline and G and in San Bernardino and out on Holt Boulevard. And I remember about 5 years ago, and one night coming home late from a tug, I counted 37 women in one block.
Yeah.
And I look at this and I go, why on earth would you want to return to that?
Yes.
And there are many businesses you wouldn't want to go into because you can't get past the crowd of people.
Yeah.
You know, and I can just see that coming back again.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, the sad thing is that some of these individuals that read the bill or vote for the bill, not against it, they believe that these victims actually choose this lifestyle. That's mm-hmm. the crazy thing behind it as well.
Yeah.
Who is going to want to stand out there and sell themselves to complete strangers, go through such abuse, violence, and rape? On the contrary, why couldn't a bill be written to assist them in the form, well, we'll get you out of the streets. Let's
yes.
convict the trafficker.
Yeah.
Let's help you get a job. Let's help you get education. Let's help you, you know, with shelter, with what it is that we actually need as a human being to survive and become successful. And this mm-hmm. bill, to me, is the complete opposite. It's allowing this crime to continue and allowing the vulnerable to continue to live in this life.
It also overlooks a lot of the services that are out there. That's one of the things that kind of surprised me.
Yeah.
We've worked hard over the last 8-10 years to have funding. In the last 4 to 6 years, there's been a lot of government funding and a lot of private parties that have come forward. And in Riverside alone, we have 6 incredibly fine safe house organizations.
Yes.
Some are for kids, some are adults, some are long-term, some are short-term. I don't know that you ever have enough, but, you know, we've come a long ways to providing services. And I don't disagree that when a girl is picked up for prostitution, she gets a record
yeah.
and it's hard to get a job. But
sure.
I also know we have organizations that help them get that off their record, pro bono legal capability, help them remove the branding, help them get psychological counseling, medical counseling.
Yes.
And this bill seems to overlook that completely.
I agree with you. It doesn't have anything in writing that it assists them in that way. Even further than that, how is it going to charge the suspect? How is it going to put him or her behind bars?
Yeah.
So it only allows them to continue to seek individuals that are, again, I keep using the word vulnerable, but that's what these victims are.
Yeah. One of the things that people bring up is, well, they can still arrest the sex buyer. Yes, they can. And they do.
Okay.
I know in Riverside County that in the last 3 months, they've ran all kinds of reverse stings and they can do that. But I'm going to tell you, once this bill passes, sex buyers aren't stupid. They're going to just simply say, no, I'm not buying sex. I'm trading it.
Yeah.
So you can't touch me. Because, you know, that's solicitation.
Sure.
And it isn't going to take a rocket scientist to do that. On top of it, pimps were never stupid in the first place. They never did admit to pimping.
Yeah.
No, she's out there by herself. She places all her own ads. I hardly know her name.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. They're the first to distance themselves when the law steps in.
Sure.
So there is nothing in here that's going to make it more difficult for the pimps. In fact, I think this is going to make it so much easier for pimps to violate these people that the numbers of violations are going to go way up.
Yeah, I agree. Especially, like you said earlier, the international victims. That's going to exceed, I believe, to very large numbers. As of today, the U.S. Department of State has estimated 14,000 to 17,000 victims are trafficked into the country each year.
Yeah, I think that number is low, too, because that is before we've had the border crisis. And that you're seeing, I will tell you, I am very concerned about what's going on at the border, because a lot of those people, you don't know. First of all, it is not our government that's making the decision on who gets in. It's who can pay the most money to a coyote.
Yeah.
And it isn't just people from South America. We now know tens of thousands are coming in from Haiti. And it's not the people I have the argument with. I mean, I know a lot of people who have come in on documented that are lovely people.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, their family back home, or they owe money to a coyote. And if a coyote figures out that they can line those people up instead of out there selling flowers to repay their debt, they're lined up using their bodies. We are already seeing trafficking right here in the Inland Empire, where
sure.
they are paying their coyote by being put out into prostitution.
Right.
It's just, it's really, really a concern when you get people who are desperate and in owing other people's money and having other people control them and control their future and what they are allowed to do. Well, my name is Opal Singleton. Our guest today is Nancy Aguirre. I appreciate each and every one of you that listen. We're about to wrap this up, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Custom Service Systems, a proud supporter of Million Kids, is a family-owned and operated commercial cleaning company servicing the Inland Empire and surrounding areas since 1974. CSS takes pride in their ability to maintain the business facilities they serve and their long-lasting relationships with their valued clients. CSS provides a variety of cleaning systems customized to client needs, including deep cleaning and disinfectant to be COVID-19 compliant. From basic office cleaning to windows and floors, CSS will clean up your mess so you don't have to stress. Custom Service Systems cares about families and communities and wants to give back. Custom Service Systems are proud supporters of Million Kids to keep kids safe from predators. If you need the best cleaning services for your business or corporation, contact Custom Service Systems at csssclean.com. Again, csssclean.com, or call 951-781-9345. That's 951-781-9345. You will know you found the best. Custom Service Systems.
Hello, this is Opal Singleton of Exploited Crimes and Technology. Let me tell you about my friend Doris Anderson at Remax Realty in Upland. She is amazing. She's kind, she's patient, but she listens. And she's informed, and she will help you with your real estate transaction in a way that works for you. Doris, in full disclosure, often supports the work of Million Kids because she cares about young people. But she knows how to analyze a market, how to market a property, and how to find just the right transaction for both buyers and sellers. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate or invest in income property, contact Doris Anderson at Remax Realty, 951-733-8899. That's 951-733-8899. 951-733-8899.
This message is all about Million Kids, the organization that helps locate missing kids throughout Southern California and educates to keep kids safe from predators. Million Kids educates school administrators, teachers, parents, and teenagers how predators identify a potential victim and the methods they use to recruit innocent kids. BMW of Riverside is a proud supporter of Million Kids. Visit BMW of Riverside at the Adams Street exit off the 91 freeway or click bmwofriverside.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
Hello and welcome back to Exploited Crimes and Technology. This is Opal Singleton, and we have as a guest today Nancy Aguirre. Nancy and I have worked together for years and years, and I suspect that there's very few people on earth that know as much about human trafficking as she does, and because she works with real cases. And I think that that's really at the heart of the matter. If you're going to get involved in this, then you need to know the truth. And there's a lot of untruth. In fact, I look at this bill and it just makes me sick that they call it the California Safe Streets Act. I can't think of anything less safe than having some poor young person out there on the street that's being controlled by a pimp. and being forced into doing sex acts all day, all night, and they don't get the money, and then not being able to have law enforcement intervene. So this is going to be a real challenge. Nancy, you and I were talking at break. What can the people that are listening here that want to get involved? Before we go there, the first thing I'd invite you to do is Google SB 357. And, you know, there's a lot of editorials on it. You can get that at millionkids.org. We will also have that on our site. But Google it and look at it. And one of the things I want you to do is educate yourself about the truth of this. And two, then start to spread the word. So, Nancy, let's talk some more here. What can people do if they're hearing this and they're as outraged as we are? What can we do?
Well, first of all, we got to make sure that others know about it. Right. More than one voice is the best.
Yes.
So have the conversations. Have the conversations with family, friends, significant others, even your own kids.
Right.
Because they will talk about it. Mm-hmm. They will be affected by it as well. So have those types of conversations and do more research. Look at the pros and cons yourself to see how it is that we're all going to be affected as a community.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true, that we cannot put our head in the sand. We haven't lost this yet. I will say that we're in the ninth inning, and the bases are loaded. It's getting close on this
yeah.
one, you know,
yeah.
so to speak. But, you know, we are seeing a lot of people who are starting to wake up and realize what is happening. They were quietly kind of pushing this through in the underground in hopes that you would not get involved. But it is not too late for you to make your voice known. You can contact your governor. You just go online and do California governor, and it'll show you how to contact them. And I would encourage you to, as Nancy said here, let's tell your other church members. Let's tell your Rotary clubs. Let's tell your Soroptimists and your sororities and your friends, wherever you go, your bridge club, okay?
Even at your work, you know, have
yes.
coffee breaks. Talk about it.
Yeah.
Have
yeah.
you heard about the Senate bill, what yeah. it is, what it's going to do or what it can possibly do?
Yeah, equip yourself. I mean, we're in the business. We have spent years helping people that have gotten in the life and wanted to get out of the life. And so we've seen it all firsthand. But at the very least, this is going to affect the safety of your community. Even if you have no connection whatsoever to a sex trafficking victim, and you don't know anything about that life, what I'm going to tell you is that suddenly you are going to see this in front of businesses, in front of your church, in front of your school, in front of your home. And your children and your grandchildren will see that. And where there is prostitution, there are used condoms and needles. It will affect our community. So that's one thing. I think the other thing is, going back to Nancy, is that we know from the work that we have done with these women, especially, and quite frankly, I think you're going to see a huge increase of street transvestites, LGBT, males, that kind of thing also. But we know many of these people are not out there willingly, or at least they didn't start out willingly.
Yeah, that tends to happen from what they've gone through in the past in growing up, going through domestic violence, domestic abuse, drug abuse, being involved, being a part of it, and them abusing it themselves, not having that type of protection from a parent, from a parent, not having a father or mother,
right.
being placed in a foster home, a group
yes.
home, and always in search of being accepted.
Boy, so, is it true.
Right.
60% of kids that are in commercial sex come from the foster care system. And, you know, this is about adults, not kids. But literally, from the time they turn 17 to 18, once they're 18, the law does not protect them.
Right. And further from that, that's when they fall into drugs.
Yep.
And that's a different road that they end up going towards, is that type of lifestyle. And it's so sad that they become dependent, whether it's a trafficker or drugs, and not being able to get out of that life.
Yeah.
The cycle.
Well, that's what's so concerning for us, is this bill is going to make it harder for law enforcement to assist people to get out of the life. You know, in fairness, we don't take issue with the fact that once you've been arrested, that's on your record and that's harder for you. But what they're not talking about is that there are services that help them overcome that. To totally make it so they are legalizing street prostitution, I think is going to put us back in the dark ages. That's my line of thinking. Well, before we close out, Nancy, do you have any other thoughts that you'd like to talk about on SB 357 or what people should do?
I think we've covered a lot of it, Opal, and I just do stress. If this is new news, if it's woken you up and now you feel like you need to do more research or you need to get involved, please do. And please look into Million Kids. We do provide information, literature on human trafficking. If you don't have that much education on human trafficking, make yourself more aware of what human trafficking is. You don't realize how close that is when it can be a family member, it can be a friend, it can be someone at a school, it can be a neighbor as well. And we don't realize what the indicators may be of what a victim may be going through at the time and how it is that you can help out.
Yeah. In fact, while we're talking about it, let me give you the hotline number. If you know anyone who is a victim of human trafficking or sextortion, which is blackmail with a photo, or a victim of child pornography or social media exploitation, that reporting hotline number is 1-888-373-7888. 1-888-373-7888. Well, thank you for each and every one of you that follow this show and are willing to educate yourself. We do have a couple of books on it that we advertise. You can get them at millionkids.org. I'll be happy to sign them and send them to you myself. They will help educate you about this issue and like that. I also want to take a few minutes out to say thank you to each and every one of you that have donated. You can do that by going to millionkids.org and hit that donate button or text to donate, as far as that goes. And some of you send checks. I like checks. I like going to the post office and getting those checks. I'm like, praise God, thank you. And we were able to do this again this week. And I've been doing it that way for 13 years. We are a local organization. We do a lot of work locally as well as across the United States. I'm going to ask you to join with us this week if you're a praying person, to begin to pray for the release of our movie called Sextortion. I won't give you the rest of it because it's still getting together in the marketing, but it will release on February 8th. And it is our hope and our dream to get it across the United States and into every possible school in America that we can, whether they're private school or a public school. We want kids to know that. And we are going to ask you to begin to support us in prayer as we prepare for the release of that over the next 4 to 5 months. It takes a lot to release a movie. And we're David, you know, we're out there with our little slingshot going for it. I've started that way and been that way all my life. But it is going to be a dynamite movie. I've already seen the trailer of it. I'm just very, very excited about it. If you want to write to me, you can do that at Opal, O-P-A-L, at millionkids.org, not .com. That's that rock band, okay? Opal at millionkids.org. I thank each and every one of you for sharing. This week, I met 3 new listeners that just happened to hear my voice. Apparently, it's a little weird and everybody recognizes it. I don't, anyway. But thank you for each and every one of you that listen and that you reach out to me and tell me who you are and what you're doing, and those of you that support us in your prayers and your finances. We truly appreciate it. Nancy, thank you for coming on with us. You're just a wealth of knowledge.
Thanks for having me, Opal. I really appreciate it. Anytime.
Well, I appreciate having someone join me in the battle. This is tough stuff, you know, but it's very, very important for the future of our children and the safety of our community. This is Opal Singleton. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock on AM 590. The Answer.
Societal Shift, A World Without Borders and a Home Without Walls. This is the most important book you will read this year, especially if you have children or grandchildren. We are living at the most important time in all of history. In 2020, the entire world will be connected by internet, more than 6 billion people coming together. Technology will provide many great advantages for our kids, but a world without borders for our kids is also a world without borders for pimps, predators, pedophiles, cartels, and organized crime. It is a home without walls because 87% of the kids sleep with their phone. It is the greatest societal experiment of all time. Our kids are technology geniuses, and their parents are technophobic. Some are techno-impotent. New apps come with no warnings on how a predator will use them against our kids. Advancing technologies like encrypted messaging, vaporware, artificial intelligence, cryptocurrency, and the dark net will challenge law enforcement, teachers, and parents to keep kids safe. Recent research states that 9,000 kids a day are being blackmailed with a naked photo, and 58% will meet their predator. It is indeed a societal shift, and one in which most parents are unprepared. If you are a parent or grandparent, teacher, counselor, or social worker, please take time to read Societal Shift. Only $18.99 plus $6 shipping. Order today at millionkids.org. That's millionkids, millionkids.org. It'll be the greatest gift you can give your family and yourself. Order Societal Shift today. Million Kids takes checks and credit cards. Opal Singleton, the author, will personally sign the book and send it to you. Again, go to millionkids.org and order Societal Shift today. Join Million Kids. Keep our kids safe from predators.